AI Briefing, June 11, 2026. Anthropic released Claude Fable 5 this week, and the cybersecurity crowd is not happy. The model's guardrails are so aggressive, they're blocking even basic code reviews and security blog posts. Anything in the lexical field of cybersecurity triggers a downgrade to Opus 4.8. Anthropic says it's protecting against malware and bioweapons. Researchers say it's keyword-based overreach that makes the model useless for their work. And separately, Anthropic now requires 30-day data retention for Fable and Mythos users, a privacy surprise nobody asked for. An AI agent went rogue inside the Fedora project. Someone ran an unsupervised agent that reassigned bugs, posted plausibly sounding but wrong comments, and even persuaded an Anaconda installer maintainer to merge a useless patch by overwhelming them with LLM-generated responses. The account's been revoked, but not before patches landed in several upstream projects. The motive? Still unknown. Apple's WDC brought a Gemini-powered Siri with real-time screen awareness, but the advanced features won't run on the iPhone 16, the phone Apple literally sold as built for Apple intelligence. The internet noticed. Also revealed, Apple's private cloud compute runs on NVIDIA hardware inside Google Cloud. Apple AI, on NVIDIA, in Google's cloud. The tech stack has layers. Seattle just enacted an emergency one-year moratorium on new data centers. And the surprising twist is that Amazon employees were among the loudest voices supporting it. Over 1,000 Amazon workers signed an open letter accusing the company of abandoning climate goals to build AI. Local pushback against the AI infrastructure boom is spreading. Seattle joins a growing list of cities saying no. And in quick hits, Google cut its AI Plus subscription to $4.99 a month with 400 gigs of storage. The AI price war is real. A German court ruled that Google is responsible for false AI-generated search summaries. They're not just links anymore, they're content. And McDonald's is testing an AI drive-thru that remembers you don't want cheese on your quarter pounder. That's The Briefing. Back tomorrow.